What's going on? Am I asleep now or am I awake? And when I'm sleeping, is that really when I'm awake or am I... Or is this a sleep? Is this a dream? Vanilla Sky, Vanilla Sky. Okay, I don't mean to get too deep, Johnson. My black audience be like, yo, you ain't black enough, man. Huh? I like the hat. I like the set. Okay, cool. But man, you don't talk black enough, man. You talk black, but not black enough. Okay. Well, I'm supposed to talk about drive-bys more often. Talk about hip-hop battles. What am I supposed to do, man? What am I not doing that's not black enough for you? My name's Tim Black. I'm married to a black woman. I live in a black house. I got black kids. I support reparations in the black agenda. What further do I have to do? I'm dark-skinned. I'm bald. What do you need? I'm Isaac Hayes black, motherfucker. What else I gotta do? My politics is black. I talk black to white people. Oh, you don't get it. You don't get it. You know it's easy as hell to talk black to black people. Nobody expects you to do anything different. You go amongst your friends at work. You know you got a job, don't you? Don't you, Dwayne? Huh? Come on, Chauncey. You got a job. You go into that job, and you and your black friends talk real black, don't you? That's till the white boss walks up on that ass. Then it's, hi. Hey, how you doing? Can I help you, ma'am? Oh, sure. Anything you need me to do? I'm happy to do anything. Yes, ma'am. Oh, just tell me what to do. Tell me how long to hold my breath. If you tell me how high to jump, I will surely jump, ma'am. So, but you come up on my job. On my job. Who know? Like, I want to know what some of you mofos work. What do you do for a living? How hard are you fighting for the power, fighting the power on your job? I want to know. And it's, you know, like, because, like, I'm serious, man. There are people who are really judgmental about other people's shit. And what do? He a free subscriber. He don't even own a membership to my content. Who knows what he do for a living? And I got a feeling he ain't an activist. Just a feeling I got. Because he would have brought it up. But he wants to judge me. You know how many doors I'm closing by talking about reparations, you dumb asshole? A black agenda. Putting out content like I'm about to put out. It's, you know what? And also, it's okay, man. It's okay. You don't have to respect the people in the arena. But you could do us a favor, though. You could do us a favor. Wait for it. You can shut up. Oh, yeah. You can shut the hell up. You could go elsewhere. You know, you have those people that say, oh, man, I'm going to unsubscribe. I'm going to unsubscribe. I'm going to unsubscribe, Tim Black. That's not a very black thing to do. Black people just walk the fuck out. I'm unsubscribing. What a white, corny thing to do. What a 14-year-old butthurt, you know, snowflake, very liberal thing to do. That's it. I've had enough of this. So, man, don't, like, you know, how black are you, man? How black are you? Now, there is a question about our politics. Now, is your politics going to be in support of black people? That's what's important. That's what's most important to me. I say that our politics, if you ain't doing no heavy lifting for black people in your politics, you ain't black enough. And that goes for white people, too. That goes for Asians and Native Americans and Latino, everybody. Because our work should be about uplifting people that are the most disenfranchised people in this in the country. Like, if we're not fighting for poor people, what good are you? If you're not fighting for people that are being held down by the system, what good are you? If you're not fighting for black people, what good are you? Like, what are you really doing? Well, you're fighting the battle for the 1%. You want to maintain status quo. Status quo don't help us. So that's what time it is, Johnson. That's what we got to fight for. That's what this show is about. So thank you for tuning into Pause with Tim Black. I'm glad you could be here. But don't tell me to change. Don't tell me to be like your other commentator. Let that man be that man. Let him be him. I'm going to be me. You do you. We do us, boo-boo. Folks, I know it's tedious. I know it's annoying, but I'm a human being, so I had to say something. I got nothing but love for you, brother, but if you ain't helping the bottom line, and you ain't helping spread the word, and you don't think, if you ain't helping us with the message, what are you doing? Just a critic. Everybody got a critic. Everybody's a critic. Everybody got an opinion. That's like an asshole. Everyone's got one. Some of us have two, and obviously, you were talking out of one of yours. How'd you teach your other asshole to talk? Or to type? Because you didn't really talk. You put out a video. You ain't put your likeness out here with your name and with your family and your kids and everybody in jeopardy. Now, you just type some shit. Dip, 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 dip. And I respect typing. I used to just type. But you know what? When I jumped in someone's ass, then they could jump back in my ass. Get what I'm saying? You want to pull up, but they get to pull back up, Johnson. That's how this works. All right, folks, the pause with Tim Black is not usually me going off, starting off like this. You know what I'm saying? But this type of nonsense, I know. Here's the thing, guys. I got a couple stories I want to get to, Johnson. This is very important. I want to do a couple shout-outs, first of all, though. Shout-out to Marcus Ferrell. Give it up for Marcus Ferrell, y'all. Came on the show today. Marcus Ferrell came on the show. He's a political animal. Guy's a beast. Had jobs in politics. Holding it down, man. Got a lot of work. And he also has a cannabis organization. Restorative Roots. RestorativeRoots.net. Go there. Help him out. Support him. This is what we do, okay? We work together. Uplift brothers. Uplift them where you can. Do we disagree on some things? Yes. Yes. But I support that. I can support a person even if I disagree with them. As long as they ain't stabbing me in the fucking back, Josh. That's what I don't like. Backstabbers. Trying to take your place. They're backstabbers. All right, so let's do this, Johnson. Let's remind the world what we do here on this show, because they may not know. Cut the check. Cut the check, Johnson. Cut the check. And cutting the check is not just about slavery. It's about Jim Crow. Is about mass incarceration. It's about redlining. It's about pushing us off of our land. It's about writing in the leases, the deeds of homes, that this home cannot be occupied, owned, or leased to a black person. I haven't checked, but I don't remember ever hearing about in the deeds of homes in nice areas that it was written into the deed that no white person could occupy the home. See, here goes the little factoid they don't teach you in school. That damn critical race theory. It's not even critical race theory. It's called facts and it's called history. And we're not talking about the 1800s. Not even the early 1900s. We're just talking about the 1900s. And if I don't know if you know this, we've only been in the 2000s for 20 years, 22 years or so. Let's get on to something a little bit more in the current news cycle that I think we need to get to. Okay, here we go. I came across a story that shows that we have had so much farther to go. And people someone called into my show the other day and they said, Tim Black, you know, 2022 started off pretty good. We got a conviction in the sentencing of the McMichaels and William Roddy Bryan and the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, the lynching, the daylight lynching of this man. This is a good thing. Let's not. Be so pessimistic, Tim Black. Let's be a little bit positive, Tim Black. This is a good thing. Okay, yes, I agree. It's a good thing. I wrote an article about it, guys. It's on Medium. My article about can black people celebrate the sentencing of the McMichaels. I did a video on it as well. But he also pointed out, you know, we got Kim Potter, the white one who shot and killed Dante Wright. She got convicted as well. Of course, we got George Floyd, that situation. Derek Chauvin, jail. That was another one they pointed out. They pointed out like a couple, even several, couple more. So these are good things. But see, as I was trying to caution this person, just because we get a couple of one-offs, and don't get me wrong, I want us to be able to take in those wins for justice. and enjoy them while they happen, because we're always right around the corner from some bullshit. Exhibit A. Jason Walker. Jason Walker, Fayetteville, North Carolina, January 8th. Hit by a vehicle and an off-duty driver. Off-duty sheriff driving his F-150. His claims are crazy. The sheriff says, hey, I'm driving my car with my wife. I got my wife in the car, my child in the car, my wife. He's white. Officer Hash. Says some strange man runs up and jumps on the hood of his car, on the hood of a truck. Now, you know how big a Ford F-150 is, right? Big motherfucker, right? It's a big joint. Big tires on it. Had big tires on it. Had to see this for myself. Said he jumped up on the hood of it and started attacking the vehicle with his face or something. I don't know. Trying to break into the vehicle. He cracked the windshield. That's what the officer said. This man jumped up on his car in traffic, jumps up on top of his truck, and bashes in the windshield. And the officer was so afraid for his life, he gets out of the car and shoots the man several times in the back, killing him. Then he proceeds to call in the shooting and say he was attacked, he was fighting for his life, he was scared for his life. This strange black man jumps up on top of his truck. Had to do what he had to do. He had to put him down because it was either him or this black guy. And this black guy was probably going to kill his whole family and rape his wife and steal his child. Who knows what's going to happen? We know how dangerous these blacks are. Now, this is broad daylight. There are other people there. One of the people there tells a different story. She's the one who rendered aid or attempted to render aid to Mr. Walker. She tells the story a little different. She says that the off-duty sheriff's deputy hits Mr. Walker, and Mr. Walker's walking across the street. Mr. Walker flops up on top of the hood of the truck with the momentum of being hit by the truck. Then Officer Hash, gets out of his truck and shoots the man in the back. Oh my God, what a conundrum. We have ourselves a stalemate. Once again, Hash told a dispatcher he was driving his Ford F-150 when Walker allegedly came flying across the road, running. Hash claimed he stopped so he wouldn't hit Walker. And then Walker got mad and jumped. He jumped on my car and started screaming. He then said Walker pulled his windshield wipers off and started beating his windshield. Now, was it possible this officer didn't realize, because he's driving a big truck, is it possible he didn't realize he hit this man? Not that this man voluntarily jumped up on top of the truck. Is it possible that he kind of got things a little screwy? Am I giving this man too much credit? Do we really believe that this sheriff is that delusional that he doesn't know the difference between hitting someone and a person jumping up on? What person would jump on top of a moving vehicle? Someone they don't know. Someone they don't owe money to. Someone who doesn't owe them money. So that's how crazy they are saying Mr. Walker is. Mr. Walker is so crazy, he's totally out of his tree. That he's running across the street and randomly sees a vehicle and says, hey, I know what I'm going to do today. Today, what I'm going to do is jump on top of this big, shiny red truck. I always wanted to jump on top of a red truck. Let me jump on top of this red truck. And that this man is so scary that the officer who's in this 2-ton machine, this tank, with windows and steel and iron, and a working engine that allows you to pull forward and back up. Decides, instead of pulling forward or backing up or swerving or just staying in his car, he's afraid. He doesn't shoot at the windshield where the guy he said that he's describing is such a maniac that he's trying to come through the windshield. No, he doesn't shoot from inside of his vehicle into him. He gets out of his truck. walks around to the front and shoots the man in his back several times. We still don't know how many times the man was shot. If you heard this story, you didn't think to yourself, man, this sounds like some bullshit. If you heard this story, you automatically brought this sheriff's rendition of what happened, his version of events. You're what's wrong with this country. Because you put Blue Lives Matter in front of your logical dispositions. You put Blue Lives Matter and your party affiliation, your conservative virtue signaling bullshit in front of what makes logical, simple sense. You think that black people are some type of arch villains out of a Marvel comic book. Yeah, you do. You think Mr. Walker is some type of superhero, some weird souped up villain come to attack off-duty cops in broad daylight. Do we have unusual athleticism with uncanny strength and ability and agility to jump on top of vehicles while they're moving? And try to enter vehicles through windshields. Yeah. That's the type of country we have. These are people walking around. So my problem is not just this sheriff. I mean, right now the SBI, the Special Bureau of Investigation, is looking at it. They say the FBI is on standby to look at it. But my problem is not just this officer who I think killed this man. I know he killed this man. I think he killed this man maliciously in broad daylight, and he's lying about it to cover his ass after hitting the man. I don't think he meant to hit the man, but I think once he hit the man, he concocted the story pretty quickly about how he was going to get out of this one. What the hell? Disposable black people, we can just shoot and get rid of them. No problems. But my problem is, my real concern is not, it's not this officer so much as it is the people that believe it. You actually think that this is what black people do. You actually think, so if somebody hits me with their car, I'm crossing the street, someone hits me with their car, people get hit by cars all the time. I said people get hit by cars all the time, but you would rather not believe that you're susceptible. You find it very logical that I did not get hit by a car, which is something that happens several times an hour somewhere in America. No, you believe because I'm black, at least that's part of it. Come on, that's part of it. Somewhere in the back of the recesses of your mind, somewhere in there, in your bigotry Rolodex, or your cerebral Negro cortex, or your filing cabinet of thoughts and stereotypes and misconceptions about black people, somewhere in there, file 62.3. You believe that black people are that deranged, that wild, feral even, that we jump on top of vehicles that are moving from people trying to attack the inhabitants in broad daylight with no motive. Total strangers. This is what we do. You don't even... So you would believe I would do such a thing instead of just admitting or believing that maybe this guy hit... Maybe I got hit by the vehicle and fell on the hood. Very basic, like very simple. Very simple explanation. Almost too simple, right? It's got to be some dastardly deed. It has to be some contrived nonsense. Some storyline that you could follow in a Marvel comic book. Maybe a DC comic as well. I don't know. This is where we are. So, all the high hopes you guys had about 2022 being a different type of year, it's starting off not so good. Pump your air brakes, Johnson. We are still in America. We're still dealing with the same shit. And it's not just the killers. It's the people that enable them. It's the people that buy the bullshit. All right. Sometimes it gets so bad, it's almost like, what do you do? Where do we go from here, Johnson? Is there anywhere to go? I don't know. What can we say? What can we do? What is the solution? I don't know if there is a solution. If you enjoyed that story, the way that story was told to you, I don't know. If you think that this is something you would like to watch more often, become a member of the Tim Black Show. It's free. Subscribe to this channel. We got some good people here. My Wolfpack has my back. We got your back. We speak for the community. Be a part of the culture. Don't be a culture vulture. Be a part of the culture. All right. Hey, did you know that the Beatles refused to play in segregated concert halls? Did you know that? I didn't know that until today. Hell, I was today years old when I found out that the Beatles were pretty good on civil rights. Pretty good on civil rights, Johnson. I had no idea about this. They refused to play in segregated concerts. They said, we don't play in segregated concerts in England. We ain't gonna come to America and change up because y'all fucked up. Ah! Well, damn it, I'm gonna go listen to the Little Red Purple Submarine or whatever the hell it is. With this newfound knowledge, I think they deserve a couple of listens from your brother Tim Black. My brother. Sorry, Paul, that's what's up. That's what's up. I saw a video today by somebody. I told you, 2022, I'm not going after people. I'm going after institutions and politicians. I'm not going to try to stay away from people, man. But look, I saw a video of someone Don't do it, Tim. Man, cut that bullshit out, man. Stop going after people, man. Stop burning bridges. So that's what's up, man. You burn the bridges, and then you went across the bridge. Then you be complaining about not being able to get across the bridge, but you keep burning the bridges. You burn the bridges, and then you complain that there's no bridge for you to get to, that you can't get nowhere. But you done run in your goddamn mouth, Tim Black. Oh! Okay, so let me say it like this, Johnson. Let me say it like this. Everybody needs to relax. You guys gotta relax. Real feral voice. Listen. Man, just because somebody black does not mean they had your best interest at heart, that's true. But please cut the bullshit. Cut the bullshit about... Stop saying stuff like only the Dems is racist. Okay, here's the deal. It's two things I want to gripe about. One of the first things I got to gripe about is stop letting the Democrats off the hook. Stop letting them off the hook, Johnson. Like, there are people that are letting the Democrats off the hook. They do it repeatedly. Look, man, if you're going to come for Republicans and you can come with them and you say, okay, you got all these critiques for Republicans, you pull no punches hitting at the Republicans, and I respect that. They ain't never done nothing for us. They refuse to do anything for us. They're not helping with this voting rights shit. They're not helping us in qualified immunity for these cops. They've been standing in the way of progress. They're the ones running on defeating CRT. What's that even taught in schools? So no, I refuse to run interference for Republicans. I refuse to let them off easy. So I'm glad you're coming at Republicans. But please, for the love of all things holy, Johnson, stop giving Democrats a pass. You got to stop giving Democrats a pass, man. We got to keep them the same way, nigga. Same way. Cut it out. And sometimes a spade is a spade is a spade. And if you're playing spades, it's good to have spades. These people. Look, man, I want to be employed too. I want an opportunity. But if I gotta sell my soul to get it, who needs it, man? Not everything's good. Not every opportunity is a good opportunity, man. If you gotta sell your soul to get it. And if you can't speak truth to power, now I'm not saying you gotta be like me and go for the juggler. stop calling people names and shit, and just seal your fate of being unemployable. I ain't saying you gotta be as bad as me, Johnson. I'm not feeling that bad, but you know, anybody who says something negative, people don't let, they hold on to that shit. I gotta keep people holding on to shit I said 4 years ago. Just they holding on like hell. Hey man, you did some out of pocket shit I called you out for. That's what happens. I moved on, you move on. Let's be friends. Let's put it behind us. Come on now. Let's be friends. But what you should not do, Johnson, what you should not do is be a total switch up when it comes to Democrats doing some effed up stuff. When the Democrats F up, when the Democrats ain't getting it done, this voting rights thing, they want to make a big hoopla about this. How long we had problems with the voting rights? When they changed that shit? It's been a couple of cycles. It's been at least a cycle or two since they've been watering down the voting rights for a decade, right? Haven't they been watering down the voting rights? Now they want to all of a sudden say, we need to roll up our sleeves and get serious about fixing these voting rights. Let's get in here and fix some voting rights. Sounds like bullshit to me. You can't say that's bullshit? You can't say it is? Like I said, no problem calling out the Republicans, but keep the same energy when it comes time to talk about Democrats. Democrats deserve scrutiny. And if you don't give the Democrats scrutiny now, who's going to respect you? Who's going to know who you are? But who's going to listen to you? I'm not going to listen to you. You don't deserve to be listened to. You don't know how to keep it real. You sound like Greg Gutfeld. And Greg Gutfeld sounds like a moron. See, there I go, using bad language. How can you ever get on his show? He's already got one black guy. He doesn't need me. It's not even interesting. It's okay. The point is this, Johnson. We have this problem going on right now. Everything's so controlled. People control the economics. They control the economics, therefore they control the voices. You don't have to tell a person what to say. A person's smart enough to know what not to say. Case in point, your woman, your wife, your significant other, it works both ways. Your boyfriend, your husband. Your partner. There you go, your partner. Your partner is sensitive about the pouch. You notice the pouch. You notice this, but you don't bring it up, but you know that they notice it. And they've been, lately, Someone day they got on a new outfit, they said to you, they turn to you and say, hey, baby, what do you think? Does this make me look too fat? Now, instantly in your mind, you run through a Rolodex of things that you could say, responses you could come back with. And we all know there's a true response. Yes, your ass is fat. I knew it. You knew it. Way before you put this on. It's not even the clothes. You make you look fat, motherfucker. But we also know if you say that, that's going to hurt some feelings. Now, you're right. Doesn't mean you get to win. No, you could be right and lose. This would be a case of you being lost or sleeping on the couch or getting a silent treatment for a couple of days or just seeing that look in their eye. Or maybe you have to see with one eye open. So what do you do? Without this person telling you, without you getting a memo, a text, or a fucking meme, you realize that it's not good for you to tell the truth about how you really feel. You got to water down the truth because you don't want problems. And that's what they do on media all the time. So it's not just that people get told what to say. People get so controlled by the system or the status quo. They know what they got to do, what they got to say in order to not be canceled. They know the game to play. Now, in D.C., we call it playing a game. That's what we called it. I've been working in D.C. my entire life until I stopped working for other people. And for real, I don't know if I would have just quit. I don't think I would have quit. They quit my ass. Like, one of my contracts ran out. I already had this going. I said, you know what? I'm a bet on me. Crazy idea, but I did it anyway. But before I took that crazy idea, that crazy leap, and did not continue to stay in that profession, and go my own way. There's a term people use. That term is play the game. Play the game, Johnson. Play the game, 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 play the game. Figure till you make it, figure till you make it, figure till you make it, make it, make it, make it, make it, make it, make it. That's what you got to do, Johnson. And, you know, we were experts at playing the game. Black people have been having to play the game so long, we give each other awards for playing the game better. Man, I put up with this bullshit, man. This guy said this, this woman said that, and I just like, whatever, and I said this. What? You thread the needle like a motherfucker, man. Ding, ding, ding. Give this black man an award for playing a goddamn game. You ignored that. He did what? And you did what? Man, bruh. I know black women know it better than black men because that's how they get in those better positions. Playing a game. She said, what? She did what, girl? She said, I know you did. Oh, I know you wanted. Oh, my goodness. Did she touch your hair? What? What? You let her do that? What? You played that. Get, girl. I know that's right. Get that new body bends. But there's a price to pay for playing a game. And when you're in a political space, you're a political animal, you're a political commentator, you're an activist, or you're a person that's supposed to be speaking truth to power, we demand that you not play the game. And if you choose to play the game, be prepared to sleep on the couch. Get used to the silent treatment. Actually, that's not true. There's a segment of viewership who wants you to bullshit. You just be like, oh, look how smart this game-playing mofo is. Man, I love him, man. He's so smart. He's smart. Man, I love smart. I love a smart commentator, man, who was able to thread the needle like that and bullshit us. That's right. People don't even want to admit. That's part of the reason why I get upset when they be giving these Democrats a safe passage. They be giving them safe passage, Johnson. Just then call and check in and give them safe passage. I got a problem with it, man. I got a problem with it, but I realize that sometimes that's what their audience is okay with it. So I guess at the end of the day, it's all about what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. Right? All right. And that's what I had to accept. That's what I got to accept for 2022. We got to accept that. I got to accept that very few people are going to cover Jason Walker's murder. It's not that important. No, it's not that important to them. The fact that it's important to a constituency that they want their votes from, that's not important either. No, not important, Johnson. Not worth considering. If you start covering black death and pain, you have no other room for anything else. Have no more room for anything else. But I'm covering it because it matters, and I think we need to have justice for these brothers and these sisters. I have a story coming up soon. That Tatiana Jefferson, I know that should be going to trial soon. I've been waiting for this one. I want to know what they're going to say, what they're going to pull out of their ass about a black woman being shot and killed in her own damn home. Because somebody said her door was open. Not that there were shots fired in the house. Not that someone was kidnapped in the house. Not one of those horrible, horrific swatting bullshit calls that someone made. But just someone said, hey, this woman's door is open. It's 1:00 in the morning. Could you check on her? And that's all it took for her life to be ended. Because when they checked on her, she didn't know who the hell was checking her. And her nephew, who were playing video games, looked out the window like, what the hell's going on? And a cop shot her in her own home. So I'm really interested in seeing how this translates. I want to see how this translates. What happens? What the Blue Lives Matter crew has to say about this, I already know. They're going to say it was just a tragic mistake that happens. You know, shooting a black person, killing a black woman in her own home is a little bit different than throwing a canned ham on top of your bread at the Walmart. the bagging area. You understand what I'm saying? It's a bit different. One's an accident, the other's fucking murder. I know, I know. And I also know that black people and white people get killed by cops. It's not my fault if you think it's okay for your people to get killed by cops. Here's another thing. Here's an important part. I don't think when white people get killed by cops, they get killed by cops because they're white. They didn't get killed by cops because they got killed by cops. It's a little bit different. And if we could go back to a time where we could get to a place where I could sincerely feel that black people got killed by cops, that's because they black, just because they got killed by cops, then I would be okay with it. I mean, I would never be okay with it, but I would not have to sound the alarm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's like getting turned down for a bank loan. You know, there's a difference between getting turned down for a loan because you know your credit's shit, getting turned down for a loan because you are black. When they do studies to find out, well, these, you know, black people getting turned down, even though they got the same credit rating and the same financial history, the same work history as the white people. That's a problem. So it's not that we're saying that everything has to be the same. What we're saying, things have to be fair. And if things aren't fair, don't you want to fight for fairness? And shouldn't I call it out? Isn't it fair that I call it out? I think it's fair. You know what? I feel sorry for some of the younger people coming up. I don't know what you call this, the Gen Zers or something. What are these people called? What are these young kids coming up? My son is 12. What is he? What does that make him? What are 12-year-olds considered? What are teens considered now? Generation what? Someone said generation fucked. No. What do you call it, Johnson? Back by Dems. What do we call these kids, man? Rev Marie in the house? Wow. Rev Marie, what? What? Jim fucked. James Knight said, BLM are backed by Dems. There's so many other organizations other than BLM, but the only one you get to hear about, ever get to hear about, is BLM. How many organizations there exist that work to try to help black people get rights, stop violence, like assist in communities? So many. What comes after Z? Zoomers! Generation Alpha. Thank you, Context Matters, my brother, my friend. I feel bad for the Zoomers and the Generation Alphas because they will never have the exquisite wonderment and surprise of finding money on the ground, Johnson. No, they'll never have it. Won't have it. They are being withheld. One of the richest, the sweet joys of walking outside finding $20 on the ground. Nope. It's over. That shit got canceled, Johnson. You remember when you used to get out your car and just dip down on the ground? You be talking to your girl, just looking down on the ground like, oh, man. Maybe I'll get lucky. I was walking my dog one time early in the morning. We were in Temple Hills, Maryland. Temple Hills, Capitol Heights, Maryland. We lived in Capitol Heights, Maryland. I was walking that dog. It was 7:30 in the morning. It was a nice day. And I looked down, and it was $100 bill. $100 bill, Johnson. There, for me. And then you start going through your mind like, God sent me this money. God sent me this money. God want me to have this money, girl. What? What, bro? What? I needed $100 too, man. I was doing bad, Johnson. I was doing bad. That money was on time, Johnson. Just imagine. It's all over. This will never happen again. Ain't nobody dropping no damn Bitcoin, Johnson. Nah, ain't nobody dropping no goddamn Bitcoin. Bitcoin don't fall out your pocket. I said Bitcoin don't fall out your pocket. That's why they're so angry all the time. No hope. There's no hope. You know, just stumble upon a $10 bill in a store or see somebody drop a $20 bill on the out of their pocket, you step on it and slide it over. Come on, Tim, let's go. Hold on a second. Hold on, I'm not going to check my phone. Hold on. You go ahead, I'll catch up. You don't get this. Or even better, Johnson. I'm parked in front of a gas station. Friend of mine, me and my friend Sam, Fisherman Sam and I have gone fishing. We're about to go fishing, Johnson. Now, white people, when you got more than one black friend with the same name, you have to call them by what they are. Something they own or something that's distinctive about them. I already knew a Sam who drove a motorcycle, so it was Biker Sam. Well, this Sam was the Sam I went fishing with, so I called him Fisherman Sam. Fishing Sam. That's his name, Sam. Sam. Fishing Sam. So me and Fisher Sam, hey, we're about to go fishing. We stopped at the tackle box store and the convenience store to pick up some supplies. As I was about to walk in, I noticed a brother walking out of the store. He dropped some money. I noticed this. I picked it up. I caught up with him. And I gave him his money. It was $20. Now, yeah, I know, right? This ain't working. Here we go. I gave him $20, and he was happy as hell, because he was going in, Johnson. He was going in to get gas, and he was like, I saw the money. I'm sitting in the car. I saw the money. I picked the money up. I came in. I said, man, you dropped this. He could not believe a brother gave him that $20. He took it. It was like a little tear came down his eye. And that's all he needed to say, man. But he was like, thank you, my brother. Thank you. I was like, man. Revolution, baby. Black power, brother. Now, I got in the truck. Sam comes out. Fisherman Sam comes out. He gets in the truck. We about to pull off. Man, he's like, what was going on with you and boy? I said, young dude, drive $20, man. I picked it up and gave it to him. So I said, What? Right then, I knew me and Sam weren't going to be friends that much longer. Because it says something about who Sam was, Johnson. How you not going to get this young boy $20, man? We good. I got money. You got money. You talking about? He like, it's principalities in this. Couldn't be me, man. Couldn't be me. I'm over that joint like. I feel you, dog. Couldn't be you. Next time your ass call me about going fishing, I'm going to keep that same type of energy. Couldn't be me. So I got to feel really good about myself, man. I got to do something for somebody because what? Paper money, Johnson. Paper money. You get the paper money. People drop it. You get to do stuff. You can keep it and say, the Lord meant me to have it. Some people do that when they shouldn't and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or you can do the benevolent kind, ethical thing. You can return money to its rightful owner. You can write little shit on it. Whoever. You can't write on no damn debit card. You know, you write something nasty or something funny on the dollar. Whoever finds this dollar will have good luck. You know, somebody gets it like, I'm going to have good luck. See this shit? See this? Man, give me that money. You owe me $5. But damn. But these are things that the Gen Zers, the Zoomers, and the Alphas don't get, man. We had an opportunity to grow. We grew up like that. We grew up never knowing when God was going to kiss us. You out doing something, you are short, and then money appears out of nowhere, Johnson. And it's a beautiful thing, man. And that does not happen anymore like that. I think it's so rare. It's like finding an NFL football player with a black wife. That's how rare it is. It's not something you're going to see all the time. I know it happens. I heard about it, but I don't think it happens a lot. They get mad, Tim, why you playing games? My man said I don't make the show black enough. I'll make sure black. There you go. There goes your black. That's your black. You need to be like a certain name of person who has no white audience at all. You need to be like him. Don't have nobody on credible to talk about shit. Here it is. Here's the thing, guys. Democratic Party deserves all the ridicule that we give them. So does the Republicans. Don't talk to me about what the black community needs to do. Talk to me about you. Tell me what you're going to do for the black community. Then we'll talk about what the fuck we need to do. And Terry McAuliffe, I'm glad he lost. He deserved to lose. And I wish he'd lose again. Horrible backstabbing, money corrupt, taking bastard. Him and his wife. How can you expect people to want to rally behind a guy like that? Everybody not stupid. Sure, you get your sell-off, your sellouts to support a cornball. But people that know ain't going to support him, and there's going to be no enthusiasm for your candidate. Have candidates that have our best interest. Now, if you're not going to have a black agenda, I don't know how you could come to the black community and be like trying to specifically hold us accountable for your losses. And if you don't support working people, if you don't have no policies to help black people, which is that if they help poor people, help people, lower middle class people, barely middle class people, people just getting by, people need financial help. Because we are a society. All of us pay into this shit. Dummy say, oh, people want a handout. No, this is a country. We're supposed to be the wealthy. One of the wealthiest countries, if not the wealthiest country in the world. We should have basic shit. It's like saying, man, my family rich, and then we don't have no damn ice cubes. How are we going to be the richest household? We ain't got no damn sugar in our Kool-Aid, Johnson. This is dumb shit. We can't flush the toilet. How many people lived in a household for a while? I know my dad was like, hey, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. Don't tell me we live in the richest house, the richest country, and then we can't flush the toilet and we can't get no ice cubes. So it's an open refrigerator. Nancy Pelosi's over there saying, close that door. Close that door. Come on, man. Joe Biden walking around cutting the lights out at 10 p.m. Damn, Johnson, I'm trying to read. Cut that light out. Cut that light out. We're going to cut that. Gotta cut light out. Gotta cut the light out. Lights. Gotta get cut out. I'm just saying, we cut the light out. I remember time. My dad told me, cut the lights out. We gotta cut the lights. He said, Jimmy, cut the lights out. And I said, well, that's crazy. My name's Joe. He said, Joey, okay, Joe, whatever your name is, cut the lights out. And that's when we cut the lights out. Then we listen to the radio, cut the lights out. So what good is having that country? What good is having that wealthy country if at the end of the day? Imagine you live like that in that house. This nice ass house. You can't flush the toilet, you can't cut a light on, you can't run the water. They time you washing your ass. Oh, I can't pay all this money for this damn water. Cut that damn water off. It's not like my man O'Martin. How many cups you gonna use? How many Dixie cups you gonna use, Martin? That's your second Dixie cup this week. What you trying to do, bankrupt me? So me to tell me that's the type of environment we live in America, with no healthcare, no student loan, no reparations, no black agenda. Nothing. No clean water, sewage popping out the ground, streets jacked up, everything jacked up, internet slow. Police fast when they shoot you, slow to help you. And when we say we need these things, you say we don't have it. Then we crack the door, we open the door, and goddammit, you got millions and millions stacked up, laid up like a scene off of Breaking Bad. When LaVell Crawford and Bill Burr land on that big ass sea of money, you land on that shit, buying fucking bombs. You got me looking like Kevin Hart on the meme, like, the fuck is that back there, Johnson? That's America. That's America. And instead of you accepting that this is inappropriate shit, that you're lying to me and I caught you in it, instead you want to make it seem like I'm some type of sellout. Well, I'm an Uncle Tom, like I'm Steven from Django telling you to get off that nag. No, I'm telling you. Break us off some, homie. Feed the family, Johnson. Hook the hood up. Gang needs their revenues. And if you're not going to take care of us, if you're not going to do right by us, if you're not going to allow us to break off our communities, if you're not going to allow us to be able to live a decent life in this rich country, if you're not going to give us health care, if you're not going to help us go to school, if you're going to still saddle us with all this debt, the least you can do is when we don't show up to vote for your ass is shut up. Shut it up. Take the L. That's all. Take the L. Take the L and shut the hell up. All right, Johnson, that's all I got. Tomorrow. Oh, man, I got a great interview coming up. That's a surprise. I got a great interview coming up. I got some great stuff coming up. Man, we are doing it on this show, Johnson. We really are. But on Friday, we got Freedom Friday, where people call into the show. That's on Friday. Tomorrow, I'll be back with more content we need to put out. Don't forget, go to timblackpolls.com for this podcast. That's what's happening, Johnson. It's the real deal. I'm Real Tim Black at Night. I'm Real Tim Black on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Tim Black at Night on Instagram. I'm also on TikTok. My son put out a couple videos. I put out a couple videos. His did way better. It's because he has hair. My son has hair. And yes, that's my son. He has hair. It's a damn shame, Johnson. But anyway, yeah, subscribe to me. Follow me wherever I'm, you know, wherever you find me. Follow me. I'm going to be spitting that real shit. I support it. I support you. You support us. Let's keep the party going. Number love. Shout out to everybody who supported this show. Shout out to Sheldon Hughes, Reparations and Cut the Check. And Context Matters, B1, Reparations and Restitution. Cut the check already with interest. That's what time it is. I love y'all. Thank you to my moderators. Everyone that supports this show. I'm going to bury the beef and uplift us into 2022. We here. Let's keep it going. Wolfpack.
People owe reparations. Reparations now. All my Johnsons. Wolfpack. Big K.
Ayo, wait, hold up, pause, no debate, no applause. Tired of the wait, man, we need a revolution, but you can't to debate. We be down for the cause, I be late on a sauce. Give us down for the cause, fuck up, round, get a public execution. Better wise up, hold up, fuck it, pause. Pause like Tim Black, overwhelmed, but I gotta get my wits checked. We be preaching to the choir like a hymn track, but we gotta make a dent, get the rich back. Laying in the street, we got brothers are overdosing. Trying to help the poor with their handicap and emotion. Both parties suck, take a minute and let it soak in. They don't give a fuck, they be locking you up and smoking. Both parties suck, Johnson, what they're serving up is a lazy concoction, spit it in a face. Johnson, what the fuck you do with a steak when you boxing? Wanna fall in line with the face is an option. I'ma stand for mine, I'ma ride with my conscience. If you want the right, I'd advise you with caution. When they get the chance, sell you out like an auction. Fucked in, like a troll opposition. Comes down the boat and they roll their position. Top down, yeah, I'm sold on the mission. I ain't bring a coast, I'ma search for friction. Politics faking these raps, give me conniptions. They be out here serving their donuts like a religion. Calling out these blasphemous promises, my addiction. They ain't got no soul, yeah, they sold it, not for attention. Wait, hold up, pause, no debate, no applause. Tired of the wait, man, we need a revolution, but you can't to debate. We be down for the cause, I be late on a sauce. Give us down for the cause, fuck up, round, get a public execution. Better wise up, hold up, fuck it, pause. Time. A conservative run on McDonald. Clean, but you look and you sound like you off of the bottle. White boy dress for the follow. You can see through the grip, so you need to let off of the throttle. Try the right, we can side the sab. It's a top of your man, we can walk through the basics. You ain't getting shot, just talking about race. Motherfucker, you can shop for being racist. Yo, say you spitting facts, you clearly be in your feelings. Quoting Ben Shapiro, what else the fuck you can say? See, we didn't free the slaves and you acting like we the same. Like resounding effects, same thing, you fucking idiot. Right wing frauds really made me belligerent. Educate America, overcoming the ignorance. Big homie black, show you bitches the difference. They all switch jobs and blame it on the immigrants. Bro for initiative, hold the line with the wolf pack. Giving me a shot, I blew through him like I'm a fullback. Riding from inside the center, where your soul at? Can't strength flash, cause homie be full of bullcrap. ACAB, yeah, I'm bending the law. Yeah, the system is broke. If you need this and ours, need divine intervention. Need a fix by the gods, hold up, I'ma need to catch my breath. Pause. Wait, hold up, pause. No debate, no applause. Tired of the wait, man, we need a revolution, but you can't to debate. We be down for the cause. I be late on a sauce. Give us down for the cause. Fuck up, round, get a public execution. Better wise up, hold up, fuck it, pause.